is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show here on the EWN Podcast Network, also at brainladyspeaks.com. I am very excited to share with you the topic this morning. We are getting started about an hour late. So for those of you who listen on live at 9 a.m. every Wednesday morning, Pacific Standard Time, my apologies. We are on at 10 a.m. this morning, but we still have some amazing information to share with you. A couple of things that I want to talk about before we get going. We are talking about increasing sales through attracting the mind, really getting inside the head of your potential clients or anyone that you are. You may not even be in a position of sales, but the information that we're going to cover today is going to be very practical in every relationship. Because bottom line is, in business, whether you are an entrepreneur, you are in a sales position in a company, or you are just working your way up the corporate ladder, so to speak, you are in sales because you are selling yourself. So the tips that we're going to talk about today are going to help you in all of those avenues, in all of those areas. They'll also help you in just general communication, because a lot of it has to do about understanding the way that for the brains process incoming data. And everything that I share with your best mind or when I speak has this neuroscience foundation to it. And what my flagship teaching, so to speak, is the brain personality connection, which is the most powerful personality profiling tool available on the market today. It is powerful because it is backed by neuroscience and it is multifaceted. So we're taking the entire brain into consideration when we are talking about anything connected to personality profiling. But this is also very important in understanding and improving your relationships, whether those relationships be business or professional. It is incredibly important in understanding it in business, wherever you're at in business. Again, whether you are a blue collar worker, you are working your way up the corporate ladder, you are building your own entrepreneurial endeavor, you are running a multi-million dollar business, whatever it is, the information that we share and understanding the brain personality connection and how the brain works and processes data is incredibly important for success. So all of the information, everything in your life is based on relationships, and all of the information that we share is going to help you improve those relationships. Does this make sense to you? Do you see where I'm going with this? Everything is a relationship with your individuals in your personal life, children, spouse, parents, whatever that may be, relationships in your business life, potential customers or clients, business partners, business superiors, people that you manage. It's all relationship-based. Even yourself, even your own personal success is based on the relationship you have with yourself. So it's all about relationships. And this is what we're going to focus. This is where all of this neuroscience information comes in handy. And this is one of the things that we're going to focus on with the sales, because it's about developing that sales relationship with your potential customer or client. So it's going to be the main application of what we're talking about today on the Brain Lady Speaks show. But this information applies across the board and can be used to improve relationships everywhere in every facet of your life. All right, that being said, let's dive into this. Oh, before we dive into this, do me a favor. If you like the information that we share on the Brain Lady Speaks show, if you feel that even maybe it's just this topic, or maybe it's just one of the other past shows that I've done that you like, show me some Facebook love, show me some social media love, tweet out the program, share the program across your social media outlets, share the program that you can find any of the past shows as a podcast once they're recorded live here on my BrainLadySpeaks.com show. We then go into a podcast, and so you can get me on iTunes if you use the Mac products, the Apple products. Yeah, I don't think anybody calls them Macs anymore, the Apple products, right? If you use Android-based products or some other program products, you can find me on iHeartRadio, on Spreaker, on Stitcher, on any of these different Spotify, all of these different things are different ways of listening to a podcast. You can find me. You can also go just straight to BrainLadySpeaks.com. That is my show page. And you can click follow. And that way, every time I get ready to go live, you're going to get a notification on it. You're going to get the little buzz that's going to tell you, hey, Julie's getting ready to go live on another show. She's got some great information. Tune in if it's a topic that you like. You can also download the Your Best Mind app on any of your devices, whether they are Apple devices or not. Just go into your Play Store or into your iTunes Store and download the Your Best Mind. And that's going to give you notifications when we have our programs as well. So do that for me. Share out the information if you like what I'm talking about here on the program. And let's get into the topic. Increasing sales. Increasing sales. How do we do that? Well, first and foremost, number one, and by the way, I've got a tip sheet. If you want the tip sheet, you can send me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com, and I'll get you the tip sheet. Okay. The first tip, first and foremost, first thing that you have to understand is you've got to think like a customer. It is not about you. You see, what's very interesting about our brain is our brain has a certain set of wiring in it. That set of wiring, as I explained, the brain personality connection, you've heard me explain that before here on the program. That set of wiring is based on a complex combination of your DNA code, your brain quadrant dominance, your gender, your introversion, extroversion, ambiversion level, and your sensory modality, auditory, visual, kinesthetic. We're going to talk about some of those briefly today on the show. It's a complex combination of that and also your life experience, right? So it's these five facets that make this very complex person of who you are. And your brain will naturally default to communicate in the manner that it is the most comfortable, that literally takes the least amount of energy, glucose burned in the brain, in order to communicate. So your brain just goes on autopilot. The problem is that finding someone who thinks exactly like you is going to be incredibly difficult. And that's narrowing your client base, your customer base, dramatically. You've got to try to understand instantly when you walk into any situation where you are going to have to communicate or you're going to sell, you have to stop and go, okay, it's not about my brain, it's about them. It's about what their brain needs. Let me give you an example. Most people, let's just take something random, and this popped into my head a few minutes ago, heated blankets, right? We're getting here close into winter, and some people like to have electric blankets, the heated blankets. I hate them. I have this thing about electromagnetic radiation. Okay, give you a little bit of insight into my brain. I don't like them, all right? I have the EBGBs about it, but my husband loves them, right? He's much more comfortable with having a little bit of heat in the bed when he goes, okay, don't take this in the wrong way, when he goes to bed, right? He likes to have that heat source. Well, if you are a salesman, saleswoman, salesperson for heated blankets, and you come up to me and you're thinking I'm buying that heated blanket for myself, and you automatically start talking to me in that matter of the benefits to me of that particular product, because you've been trained inside out, upside and down about all the benefits of this product and why your product is better, your heated blanket is better than somebody else's. So you just go into this automatic presentation, if you will, to me about the benefits of this heated blanket, thinking I'm the one it's going to be used on. So you're applying everything to me.
But that is not the reason why I'm getting the blanket. I'm getting it for my husband. I'm getting it to keep him happy. I'm getting it because I love him. So it's a completely different reason than what your brain might be thinking. And the only way that you are going to know that about me, or you're going to know that about any customer or client, is to walk into that situation knowing that it's not about you. You've got to think like the customer. You've got to think like them. And the only way you're going to be able to think like them is to ask questions. Incredibly important to ask those questions. And then listen. And you're doing this all simultaneously. Trust me, you can train your brain to do it. Your brain will grasp on incredibly quickly. As you are asking them the questions, even before you ask them the questions, when you walk up to them that very first time, you've got to listen. And when I say listen, I don't mean just listen with your ears to their answer to the question. What is their body language telling you? You've got to learn to read them. And it's not as complicated as you think. What's the tone of their voice? What is that telling you? Those are huge, huge tips, because if you pay attention to those, you will know instantly, do I have their attention? Do I not have their attention? And if you are nervous, if you are walking into that sales conversation and you've practiced it and you practiced it and you practiced it down so that it is fine-tuned, you know exactly what to say and exactly how to say it, and that person doesn't care about your prepared sales pitch, you're going to lose them. But the only way you're going to know that you're losing them is to watch them. You know, are their shoulders turning away from you? Are you lacking eye contact with them? Has their tone of voice gone from one that might have some enthusiasm in it to one that has no interest in it whatsoever, almost an attitude of, shh, my goodness, what is this? This person's just rambling on. Do you see where I'm going with this? Can you feel what a difference it would make if you have them actively engaged? And the only way that you're going to do that is if you ask them those questions and then you truly listen to what they are saying. You truly hear and process everything that their body and that their tone of voice and that their words are telling you, right? So you've got to engage your whole brain. You've got to watch when you say certain things or certain benefits about your product or services and their eyes gloss over. That's not what they want. You're not thinking like the customer. You've got to keep telling them, asking them the questions and then telling them the benefits of your products and services based on the question, their answer to your question. What did they just tell you? Right? What did they just convey to you? So think like the customer and listen. Those are the two first, very top, very important. Because if this is the first 15, 30 second stuff here. If you're not catching this information, if you're not paying attention to them, then their brain's going to shut off. Their brain's going to go, this person doesn't care about me. This person is just going through that prepared 30 second commercial that they have. So if you're in a networking situation, it's best, you know, we prepare these quote unquote pitches, our elevator pitch, our 30 second commercial, our 60 second commercial, whatever it is, we have these prepared. But we also have to understand that if we can start off, if we can prepare two or three or four of these different commercials, if you will, then we're going to know which one to play after we've asked them, after we've talked to them a little bit, and we've let them tell us what they need. And I'm not going to just come right out. You can't just go, so what do you need? A lot of people aren't going to necessarily respond to that. You're going to have strategic questions that are connected to your line of business, your product and services, right? So I did this, the last time I did this presentation was just a couple of weeks ago, and I did it to a real estate group. So everything that I was talking to with them was specifically connected to real estate. and helping them to understand that every, you know, they know, a real estate agent knows that every buyer is not the same. They understand that. But they really have to start focusing, the group really has to start focusing on what does that individual person need? Because that's going to tell them, A, which property they're going to show them, and B, what they're going to emphasize about the properties that they are showing them when they are showing them. Does this make sense? So think like the customer. First number tip, you've got to get inside their head. The only way you're going to do that is by asking a lot of questions and then answering them or providing them with the answers and watching and paying attention and listening to everything that their body is saying, not just what they're talking about, all right? Not just the words, I should say, that's coming out their mouth. But what's the real message that they're trying to send you? It takes a little bit of engaging your brain. This is, if you want to apply this information, it's going to take a little bit of work. But trust me, it's worth it. It's worth it because the end result is going to be an increase, and it's going to be more connection, better connection to the individuals that you are selling to. Okay? All right. Let's move on to the next thing that I want, the next tip that I wanted to share with you. And that is keeping their individual brain, when you keep their individual brain in mind, being a multisensory communicator. Here's the thing. I've talked about sensory modalities and improving your communication by understanding the sensory modalities before. Sensory modality is one of the five facets of the brain personality connection. Each individual has one of the three main senses. They're either auditory, visual, or kinesthetic. That's kind of on their top. It's their peak. It's the thing that they do the best, right? Auditory, visual, kinesthetic. Which one are you? I'm an auditory, but here's the thing. Only about 20% of the population are auditories. A little bit higher on the, if you factor gender into it, you're going to get a higher percentage of the population that are auditories, women. But in general, across the board, you've got about 20%, which means that the way that I communicate best, hey, is what I'm doing right now. It's talking, words. I love that. However, that being said, 80% of the people that I'm going to try to sell to are a completely different sense than I am. When I do this presentation, when I do any presentation, I use PowerPoints. Now, I'm not overly fond of PowerPoints. It's not like, you know, to me, a lot of PowerPoints can be kind of drab and boring, right? Excuse me for a moment. Take a quick sip. They're not, you know, they can be pretty boring. But I use them because every single one of my slides has a very large graphic on it, a picture, a chart, if I'm doing charts, whatever it is. Every single slide has a visual component to it because I know that 50% of the population, 20% are auditory, 50% of the population are visuals, which means they have to see it. I have to paint them the picture. I have to help their brain see the benefit of working with me. Actually visualize your sales increasing. Looking at your bank statement at the end of the month and seeing larger figures deposited into your account based on, like, literally seeing those numbers, seeing more signatures on the dotted line, so to speak. I've got to help you see it if you're a visual. If you're a kinesthetic, I'm even more challenged because I've got to help you feel it. Now, how do I help you feel things on the radio? How can you feel things if you're listening to a podcast or you're listening to this broadcast right now? Well, if you go back and you listen, you will see and you will hear that I have used those terms, see, feel, and hear, several times already in the first 15 minutes of this broadcast. Why? Because I've got to engage the feeling portion of the brains of that 30% of the population that I feel are kinesthetics. I have to help them to feel the benefit of my products and services. So for me, I am a relationship expert. So I am going to talk about how, imagine in your brain what it is going to feel like every night going to bed with your significant other lying next to you and there's no tension. There's no tension. The air is not thick. as a homeschool coach, when you're teaching your children at home, as a parenting coach, when you're interacting with your children or your teenagers, what's it going to feel like when you're laughing as opposed to yelling? What's the difference in the feeling in your gut? What does that feel like to you? Can you feel the difference it's going to make for you and your business success when you have clients give you that testimonial that says working with you was the most amazing thing in their life? What is that going to make you feel like? How are you going to feel? You're just going to want to explode. You're going to want to stand on top of the mountains and yell out the information that you're bringing to the world. How touched are you going to be inside when that person comes to you with tears in your eyes and let me tell you, I have had this happen multiple times, saying, this information has changed my life. Everybody needs to hear that. What is going to make you feel like? See, I've got to talk to the kinesthetics like that. Even though you're here on the radio, if you're a kinesthetic, you probably felt those feelings. You experienced that within your brain. Right? That's what you've got to do. You've got to become a multisensory communicator, because within that first 15 to 30 seconds that you meet a person, you can't start off your very first question with, what's your communication style? So I know how to communicate with you best. Half the people don't even know, 90% of the people don't even probably know what that means. They'll look at you and think they're going to run for the door because you're crazy, right? Well, so what you have to do is you have to pay attention. You've got to ask the questions. You've got to listen to their body language. You've got to listen to their words. You've got to listen to the tone of their voice. And then you have to be sure that you are communicating across all of those. You have to help every single potential customer until you get to know them. Now, when I work with a client, the very first thing I do when I take on any new client in any of my coaching or consulting strategy sessions, the first thing that we do is they fill out an intake form. And that intake form has on there specific questions so that I know going into it whether or not they're auditory, kinesthetic, or visual, whether or not they're right brain or left brain, whether or not they're an introvert and ambivert. I design those questions within my intake questionnaire. And I also help corporations design questions within their application process so that they know. It helps with job placement. Trust me, it's amazing. The point is that in that first moment that you're trying to do the sales conversation, you're not going to know this information. So you have to be that multisensory communicator. You have to help your potential client see, feel, and hear everything of the benefits of working with you. Okay. That's number two. That is number two. That's the second thing. Actually, technically the third thing. So first you're going to think like the customer. You're going to listen, ask the questions, right? You're going to listen to them, watch their body language. You're going to be a multisensory communicator. You're going to start forming all of your presentations, all of those commercials that you have in your back pocket, so to speak, all of those sales pitches. I use that word loosely, but let's face it. You are selling. You have to bring on customers. You have to bring on and be able to increase, keep the revenue coming in. And you have a product and service that somebody else needs. So don't be ashamed of it. Face it. You're selling, right? So you have to be that multisensory communicator and be ready to talk about how your product or services are going to benefit a person by touch, by feel, by sound, by sight. Does this make sense? All right. The next part that I want to talk about is keeping their brain in mind in terms of their brain quadrant dominance. This is left brain, right brain stuff. And what I'm going to do is I am going to go ahead and we're going to take a break here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show so I can take care of my sponsors. And then when we come back, we're going to get a lot into what the needs of the two different hemispheres need in a sales conversation, all right? So join me after the tune.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Hey everyone, this is yours truly, Julie Anderson, Julie Brain Lady Anderson, and I want to talk to you about something that is near and dear to my heart, and that is the Your Best Mind University and the Your Best Mind Certification Program. With this program, we are changing lives one brain at a time. You see, it's our vision that by providing an educational and uplifting message to individuals about their unique brain gifts, we can help them to maximize the power of their brain and personality, not in a metaphysical way, but with science, neuroscience. And this is the core of what we teach at Your Best Mind. However, as you can imagine, taking this life-changing message to the world is a very large undertaking. And that's why we created the Your Best Mind Certification Program. This program is a compilation of over 2 decades of training, research, hands-on application, and preparation. I have put together, because I am the owner, the founder, and the CEO, and I have put together an agenda of my education to create over 2 decades worth of education, create a remarkable program to pass on to those who are up for the challenge. You'll receive all types of wonderful, juicy things when you become a certified coach and consultant, as well as training by So please, if you are interested in helping me change the lives of people for the better one brain at a time, shoot me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com and put the word certification program, words of certification program in the subject box. And we will talk and you can help me make this world a better place.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. We are here talking about increasing sales or improving yourself by getting inside the head of the people that you are trying to sell to. Now, we talked about thinking like a customer. Tip number one, it's not about you, it's about them. Tip number two, ask plenty of questions. And then tip number three, listen to them. Listen to them. Watch their body language. Listen to the tone of their voice. Listen to what they are saying. Actually hear and get the message that they are sending you. The next tip was being a multisensory communicator. Be sure that you keep their brain in mind by thinking about, or since you don't know what their sensory modality might be sure that you emphasize the benefits of your products and services in a way that your potential client can see the benefit, can feel the benefit, as well as hear the benefit. The next tip that we're going to talk about is actually keeping their brain quadrant dominance in mind. Again, something that you're not going to necessarily know right off the bat. I'm going to talk about some questions that you can ask in a few minutes that will help you to determine this.
a little bit better, their individual customer brain. But in general, the things that you have to know about and understand about the way the brains process is that a left brainer is going to process completely differently than a right brainer. They really are. What matters to a left-brained individual, now when I talk about the brain quadrant dominance, you might want to go back and listen to one of the podcasts where I went into this in more detail because I don't have time to do it on this program. When you talk about the brain quadrant dominance, you are talking about the one of the four quadrants in the brain, two on the left, two on the right, where you spend the least amount of energy, or your client, your potential client, spends the least amount of energy to process a cognitive thought, to literally think, up to 1/100th the amount. So it's pretty significant. And that is going to make what matters to them very, very different between a right brain and left brain, between what I call the leader brain or those front brain quadrants, the anterior, the front of the brain quadrants, or the posterior, the back of the brain quadrants. What matters to the leader brains is going to be different than the support brains. What matters to the left brain is going to be different than the right brain. So you've got to understand what these things are. Left brainers, they're all about the logic. The boss brain is the front left. They're all about very goal-oriented, cost-benefit analysis, financially motivated, making sure that the bottom line of their business, their endeavor, their purchase, whatever that is, it's going to benefit them financially. It's got to help them reach their goals because they're all about the goals, all about the logic. Very, very, very non-emotional, probably the least emotional of all of the four quadrants in the brain. The back brain, the back left side of the brain is what I call the master coordinator quadrant of the brain, and they're all about organization. They're all about time and money management. Not necessarily as much as goals, but everything for them, these are the individuals that they do everything by the book. They went to their 4 years of college. They got their career, they started their career, and they have been in that career or will remain in that career all the way through with the same company, providing that company doesn't belly up or fire them. They will stay with them. They will put up with all of the stuff to stay with them so that they will have a secure retirement with their 401k and their very diversified investments. And they will be very practical throughout everything in their life, very practical, very organized. These are the individuals that you walk into their home and the same furniture has been in the same place for 10 years. They've never moved it. They've never redesigned. If it works, why change it? That's the mindset of them. Now, so those are the left brainers. Now, when you talk about your right brainers, which are your anterior right, your front right, which is your innovators, and your back right, which is your nurturers, your back right nurturer is the most emotional of all of the brain quadrants. The right brain is more emotional and thinks with a more emotional base because they literally have, neurologically speaking, they have more neural connections, emotion center in the brain to the limbic system. So all of their desires, all of their goals, all of the things that matter to them are going to be more emotional, right? It's that they're connected. They're neurologically connected more so than the left brain. So if you're trying to sell to a right brain, it's going to be completely different than the left brain. The nurturers, they're all about family. They're all about connections. They're all about peace. They're all about harmony. This is actually technically where the home of music is, which is kind of interesting. So everything in their life has to be harmonious, right? It's just they're that's just the way they are. They want peace. They want to pull everybody together. They're all about family. They're all about nature. They're all about animals. That's what they're all about. So obviously, if you're selling to them, your approach is going to be completely different than if you're selling to the boss. Because the boss doesn't care about the emotional stuff. The boss wants the bottom line. The boss wants the money. The boss wants the competition because this is a home of competition in the boss brain. Whereas the nurturer, they're very non-competitive. They're all about the peace. They're all about the family. Money, they're the type of people that sadly, a lot of times they do retire without much of anything because they simply have given it all away, right? Because they're all about giving as opposed to reaching their own goals. So very different way that you're going to approach either of these. The innovator, the last of the four quadrants, they're all about the big picture. See, the details are housed in the diagonally opposite portion of the brain, which is the master coordinator brain, and that's the hardest place for them to access. So they don't want any details. When you're approaching them, it's going to be completely different than when you're approaching the master coordinator. Because the innovator, they just want the big picture. They just want the general benefits of what you are going to do for them or purchasing your product or services. If you give them too many details like this vacuum cleaner has been rated at the top and has the best suction out of blah, 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 that you're going to go right over their head and they aren't going to care. They are not going to care. I have no idea why I picked a vacuum cleaner. My brain was going back to the 60s and door-to-door salesmen, okay? They don't care, right? They just want to know that it's going to make the living room look the best. Whereas the master coordinator, they're just the opposite. They do want to know. They may even want to see those reports because they want the details. They thrive on the details, and those details are going to be what helps them to make their buying decision. So you have to understand the dynamics of those four main quadrants. If you are talking to a boss, everything that you are telling them about your products and services, it's how it is going to help them achieve their goals, whatever that goal is. Because I don't know, as my listeners, I don't know who I'm talking to, you know, who's listening here. You could be a real estate agent like I presented to a couple of weeks ago, or you could be a Mary Kay representative, right? How does your product, what's for the bosses, how does your product help them to achieve their goals? How does your product help them to save money so that they can have more dispensable income? How does your product and services assist them in taking control of everything in their life? See where I'm going with this? For the master coordinator, how is it going to help them be on time? How is it going to help them be organized? How is it going to help their life run more smoothly and have less hiccups that are going to interrupt them in their day-to-day functioning? Because they're all about that organization. How is your product and service better than anybody else's? How does your product or service rate? They want to know all the testimonials. They want 20 testimonials. They might even want to be able to call or talk to people who have worked with you before. They want those details. So think about, how am I going to provide that? What about the innovators? How are you going to paint the big picture for them? Give them enough information to grab their interest, but not so much information that you lose them in the details. How can you do that with your individual business? Right? They're all about, innovators are all about the next best thing. They're all about being innovative, basically. They're going to want to use the latest in technology, the latest in product, or the latest in services, the latest in whatever's hot right now in the business world, or in whatever world your products and services work with. Right? That's what the innovator wants. So you got to think, how can I present my products and services to them? The nurturer, how can I help them understand that everything about my products and services is going to make their life, their business, their relationships run smoother in terms of not the functionality smoothness, but be happier, have a more positive outcome emotionally, because they're all about the emotionally, bring more harmony to their life or their business, right? Do you see where I'm going with this? How you're going to address each of those four people is going to be completely different. And if you want to increase your sales, you've got to know which one they are. This is the most important one. You've also got to keep in mind whether they're an introvert or an extrovert, because that's going to, ambiverts, they're kind of straight down the middle. They're going to function on either side. But an introverted brain cannot handle too much external stimulation. And I'm not going to go in again. I've done whole programs just specifically on the introverts and the extroverts. And the introvert, they just, long and short of it, they don't want much stimulation. They don't want too much outside stimulation that will overwhelm them. So A, you have to present your products and services in a way that's not going to overwhelm them. Talking slower, presenting in a quiet space, meeting them in a quiet space where there's not a lot of distraction, right? Emphasizing that your product, your services is going to reduce the static in their life. It's going to reduce the chaos in their life. That's going to attract to an introvert. You have to be sure that even in the manner that you are presenting it is not overwhelming. I'm not saying that you can't be detailed or you can't be technical if that's what their brain needs, if that's what their brain quadrant dominance wants. I'm saying you can't literally do it in a high energy. You literally physically cannot present it in a high energy manner. Whereas the extroverts are just the opposite. They want that high energy. They want to keep moving. They want to constantly move on to the next subject because you've got to keep their interest. You might want to meet an atmosphere where there is white noise because it'll keep their brain better engaged and you'll want to keep moving and you might want to even talk a little faster. All of these things are important. Now, I just threw a lot of stuff at you. You're like, oh, okay, Julie, I have to try to figure out, I have to be a multisensory communicator. I have to try to figure out whether or not they're left brain or right brain, at least left brain or right brain. If you can narrow it down to hemisphere, you're doing better. You know whether you're going to emphasize the emotion or the facts, one of the two. And now I have to worry about how I present it. How am I going to do all of this? Well, I hit on it at the very beginning. You're going to ask plenty of questions. And you have to be the one that designs these questions. If you want to do a consultation with me and we sit down and we help to write these questions out, we help to design the questions with your specific product and services in mind, we can do that. We can definitely do that. Reach out and contact me. Shoot me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com and put consult in the subject box so I know where you're going with that. But you can do it on your, you don't necessarily need a consult with me. You just need to think about your products and services and what kind of questions would you ask? So I'm going to use the real estate market as an example because it's fresh in my mind and you'll be able to visualize it. You as a listener is going to be able to visualize what I'm talking about and how it applies. So let's say you are a real estate agent. You're going to ask the question of the person, what is most important to you in a home? If they're going to say, you know what, I want a home that looks great. It's got a great view, or it has the backyards all manicured and it looks beautiful. That's really important to me. Then chances are they're a visual person, so you're going to use a lot of visual terms. If what things look like is most important to them, because remember, you just asked what's most important, and you can use that question in any business. What outcome for you is most important in purchasing this product and services? Do you see where I'm going with this? Can you feel what a difference it'll make if you have this information up front? So if they say it's got to look good, then you're going to use plenty of visual terms. If they say, you know what's most important to me is a quiet neighborhood. I got to have a quiet neighborhood. I work out of my house. I'm overwhelmed by too much noise. Then they could either be an introvert or they could be an auditory. So you're going to respond in kind, so to speak. In other words, you're going to reciprocate that feeling and you're going to know that what they want out of your products and services is connected to sound or it's connected to low stimulus. And you're going to present in that manner as well as tell them the benefits that working with you will have for their business or their life. If they're saying, again, we're referring to a home for just example purposes, if they say they want it to be energy efficient, they're talking logic, which means they're left brainer. They're a left brainer. They're worried about the funds. They're not a right brainer. So now you've got to focus on all the logic. You've got to focus on all the practicality of your products and services. If they say comfort is what's most important, ooh, comfort's a good answer. That means they're probably a kinesthetic. They're either a kinesthetic or they're a nurturer. So you've got to use plenty of terms about the physical factors, the physical benefits, the way it's going to help them feel better, how much smoother, any word, any term that's connected to the way something feels is what you're going to want to do. If they say they're looking in a home, they're looking for a good investment, or you're a financial advisor and they're saying, I need a good investment because I want to retire at 60 and or 55 or whatever they want to retire at, and they want to be able to maintain their quality of life and have a constant flow of funds that is the same as what it is, you got a left brainer. You got a totally got a left brainer on your hands. Right? If it's a good investment in a home, you've got a left brainer because they're looking at turning around and selling it at some point in time in the future. You see where I'm going with this? If you're in finances and they're talking finances or and they want the goals of a left brainer. Well, what if they're a right brainer? If they're a right brainer, they're going to answer, well, you know what? I want to have plenty of money to travel. The innovators are the big travelers. The innovators are the ones that want to see and experience new things all the time. So if those are the terms that they're using, then you know you're a right brainer and you got to talk to them and sell to them as if they're a right brainer. Are you following where I'm going with this? Right? You've got to ask questions. So you have to individually, and this is your homework. I can't do this for you unless you want to consult, right? You've got to sit down and you've got to think. You've got to do a brain dump section and mind map out for you what is my business? What is the product and the services? What are the products and services that I provide to my potential customers? Now, how can I craft my questions? Because remember, I told you at the beginning, you start with questions. So how can I craft my questions? I can determine what their brain wants. And you have to do that with your individual products and services. If you're in direct sales and you come to me focusing on how much money you can make in this business, or you're in a multi-level marketing, I know that there's a lot of network marketers out there, and you come to me and you're all about emphasizing the money that I'm going to make. I'm an innovator. I'm an innovator. I'm not a boss, right? I don't care. I don't care because money is relative in the sense that I know as a business owner, I can make money in any business. I handle my business right. So I don't care what business it is, right? So what are you going to address with me as an innovator? You're going to talk to me about the innovation of the products or services that your company has. That's what's going to interest me. But if you're talking to a boss, it's completely different. If you're talking to a master coordinator, it's going to be about how do I pay for my child's college? How do I budget my life better and have a better retirement? A little bit different. Do you see where I'm going with this? So it's all about the brain. In the end, sales is all about the brain. And you can increase and improve those sales dramatically if you take these things into consideration. So let me review them one more time. And remember, you can shoot me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com. Put in the comment box the word sales or sale tips, either one, and either my assistant or myself will get you that PDF of these tips written out, or I'll send you the little short 12-page PowerPoint thing, but I'll get it to you. We also have a book called Increase Sales by Attracting the Mind that is an ebook that you can get if you want. We're working on getting it in print. It's just a little short one, and we have a communication tip book. So there's all kinds of resources that we have, as well as I'll do that consult with you. So shoot me an email, but let's go over these again. A, remember it's not about you. You've got to think like the customer. You've got to understand your brain could be completely different than your potential customers. So you've got to keep in mind every single interaction with a potential client that you have. You've got to think about what their brain needs to see, feel, and hear. You've got to, number two, listen. Listen, not just with your ears in terms of what words they are saying, but listen to the tone of their voice. Watch their body language. Read them. What do their eyebrows lift up at? What do they respond to? What words did you use that they responded to? What words did you use that they scowled at or that you lost them and they glossed over? Pay attention to everything about that person that's gonna give you big hints on what they want and what they need. by process of elimination. This worked with them, this didn't. 3, become a multisensory communicator. Every single thing that you present, make sure that your potential client understands the benefits of how it will make them see, feel, and hear. The benefits of your products and services. Seeing, feeling, hearing. Practice those words. Sit down after the program when you get home tonight. Write down, make 3 columns on a piece of paper. Write down as many words that you can think of that apply to hearing, seeing, and feeling. And start wrapping your presentation, your 30-second commercials, around using all 3 of those, incorporating all 3 of those. Go back and listen to this program again. Count how many times. Pay attention. Watch for the words that are connected to seeing, feeling, and hearing that I used in this program. Become a multisensory communicator. 4, think about the brain. What brain quadrant are they? Are they left brain, right brain? Are they the boss? Are they the master coordinator? Are they the nurturer? Are they the innovator? What are they? What does their brain, not yours, what does their brain need to understand about your products and services? What matters to them? Doesn't matter. You can have the best product on the face of the earth, and if you are presenting it wrong, if you are presenting in a right brain way to a left brainer, you're going to lose them, no matter how wonderful your products and services are. Okay? Keep that brain in mind. Keep that brain in mind. Pay attention to their introversion, extroversion level. Keep the brain in mind. And 5, ask plenty of questions. Utilize the information that I've given you to formulate questions that are specific to your products and services. And ask plenty of questions, because that is going to be what brings them on as a client or a customer. And like I said, all this information, you can think about, how can I apply this in my relationship? If I'm having a conflict with my significant other, you've got to think about their brain. What does their brain need to see, feel, and hear? Are they left brain, right brain? Are you the opposite brain? How do I communicate what I need out of this relationship to them in a way that their brain's going to get it? And this is huge when you also factor in male-female brain. Lots of fun stuff. We'll be doing another, we always in February, because February is relationship month, we always do the you know, relationship tips across the brain. And one of the 4 shows that we do in February is always about connecting to the male-female brain. It's normally the first show of the month. All right, that is going to wrap it up. Those are the tips for increasing sales by attracting the mind, by really getting inside the head of your potential client and customer. You want more information on the topic, then send me an email and ask for it. As I wrap up, before I leave, I always want to remind everybody, send me ideas. What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear about the brain? What do you want to hear about what are problems, challenges that you are having in your life? Is it a parenting problem? Is it a sales problem in business? Are you in a corporation and you're trying to work your way up the ladder and you want some leadership guidance? All this information applies beautifully to leadership skills. Right? So how do you want this information, shoot me an email and we'll talk. If you have read something, or if you just a topic you want to see me cover, maybe you've read something, you've read a book, you've read a white paper, you've read an article, you read a blog, you listened to a speaker speak, and you loved that topic, you want to cover it more, send me that. Maybe you want me to share information from that white paper or that book. I love reading. You ought to see my shelves. I have quite near 100 books that are connected to the brain in my office right now that I have read all or part of. So send me, I love to read. If you found a good resource, send it to me. Maybe you heard somebody speak that you think would be a great interview on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Again, shoot me an email. I promise you we will respond. Thank you very much for listening to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show today. Follow me, show me some social media love, share the show out. Follow me on Facebook. On Facebook, you can follow me as Brain Lady Julie. Technically, the URL is facebook.com/purplebrainlady. That is my fan page. That is where you'll see most of my activity. Your Best Mind Online. So facebook.com/yourbestmindonline is the business page that I also share a lot of information on that page. If you are a homeschooler, You can always go to Facebook.com/ Quickest Way to Insanity. That is the homepage for the homeschoolers. If you want to connect with me on LinkedIn and Twitter, it's LinkedIn and Instagram. I'm Brain Lady Julie. Twitter, I am at Brain Lady. So I would love for you to connect with me there. You can also send me messages through those channels as well. All right. Thank you very much for tying into the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up for today. And as always, I want to remind everyone, until we talk next week, just simply enjoy every moment.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, it's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Be sure to tune in to The Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson next week and every week, 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you next time, everybody.
I'm Sandra Yancey, CEO and founder of eWomen Network. We invite you to listen to all of our EWN podcast hosts at EWNPodcastNetwork.com.